Hello and aloha. It's great to welcome everybody here who loves languages and all that they stand for. I'm going to be brief, but I would like to express my happiness at this gathering and my happiness over what's happened over the past half dozen years or so at UH Manoa and in the world, because it feels as though we're riding a wave. I remember very clearly, only a half dozen years ago, when I had a conversation with Professor Ken Ray in one of the hallways in Moore Hall, and he told me at length about the desire of the Department of Linguistics to develop language documentation and conservation as an area of excellence within UH. And I thought, that really sounds right for this place and this time. And so at that time, we had a small grant that started 15 years ago from the U.S. Department of Education under the international education part of the higher education branch of U.S. Department of Education to support the learning and teaching of languages in the U.S., especially languages that are not commonly taught. Well, of course, all of the languages represented here today are languages that are not commonly taught. So we thought, well, maybe we can help, maybe we can somehow come together. Not only through our small National Language Resource Center, but also the other centers at UH, such as the what we call the Area Study Center. So we have a National Resource Center for East Asia, one for Southeast Asia, and one for Pacific Islands. And we all agreed, let's do this. And we were a little nervous at first that the government might not buy the pitch that we had for them, because at that time, there was a lot of public support for teaching languages and developing resources for languages, but it was a short list. It was, to be precise, Arabic, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Russian, and languages of the Indic, Iranian, and Turkic families. That was it. That was a list of high security languages. So we had to convince them that the government should pay some interest not only to dangerous languages, but also to endangered languages. So that was the start, and it wasn't we don't deserve a lot of credit, because this has all been driven by the linguistics department, including the students, the graduate students of linguistics, who run a really wonderful language documentation training center where graduate students in linguistics work together with native speakers of less commonly taught and less endangered and undocumented and underdocumented languages. But anyway, we decided to throw in our lot with this and see what happened. And so it's been great. First of all, a journal was established, which is free online and in a short and high and fully refereed, and in a very short period of time has been recognized as an excellent journal. For example, classified as a Category A journal in Australia by the National Science Research Council. Yeah. That was a pretty good achievement. And then 2 years ago, we hosted or helped, the UH hosted the first international conference on language documentation and conservation. And when we planned for that, I remember very well that our first estimate was we would probably get 70 to 85 people. Instead, we got 300, and it was a spectacular event. And since then, the momentum keeps going, and I know that there were 350 pre-registered here. I don't know how many there will be by the end of the day, but this room seems to be at capacity. So it looks to me as though something really great is happening, and I'm really happy to notice two things. One is that University of Hawaii at Manoa is increasingly gaining recognition as a center of language documentation in the world, and that language documentation is fully recognized now at the university as one of its centers of excellence and a place where we can make a true contribution. So once again, to everybody who loves languages and all they stand for, welcome, aloha, enjoy the conference. Thank you.
I would now like to